It's 17 to 10. John Moore is joining us bright and bubbly in the morning. I hope you're bright and bubbly, John. During the week, you fell a bit ill.
Yeah, I had a great weekend, and then I ate a bad prawn, and I've had a pretty poor week after that.
I hope you're all right. Mate, we thank you getting it while track work is done. Well, what's the story with Abel Friend? Is it confirmation of Dubai?
No, at the present moment, it's still up in the air. George and I are going to have lunch with Dr. Lee, the owner, on Monday, and we're going to run through all the pros and cons of making the trip to Dubai.
Is it your favourite, John, or are we here in Sydney have still hanging on, hoping?
No, it's my favourite to go to Dubai because of many factors that put it ahead of the championships, and those are the 10-day turnaround and the fact that it's worth over $6 million again, the fact that we can get him in and out of the country so quick and it doesn't affect the programming here in Hong Kong.
Because, of course, he's now, I would say, being chased by people all around the world to get him, the way that he's racing at the moment, John.
Well, that's true. The Japanese were first cab off the rank. They approached me. As I said, I'll weigh up all the pros and cons and just make sure it doesn't affect the Hong Kong program because he's starting to form a fan base here. And also to get your hands on a horse like this is exhilarating. As I said, we'll take race by race here and then just see where it may lead. But I always have a soft spot for Royal Ascot to participate in Royal Ascot races and then maybe win one of the group ones over there would be something great for the CV.
We saw him win last Sunday. I mean, were you even blown away just how effortless it looked?
Yes, I was, like any trainer. As I said, I use the word exhilarating. It's just amazing how he can go through the gears so quick and makes pretty good horses here in Hong Kong look pretty ordinary.
And comes off a slow pace and comes past them like they were stuck to the inside.
Exactly right. So he can, if the speed is on or the speed isn't on, he can still go through those, sectionals so quick and break 22 every time.
Is he the best horse that you feel you've laid your hands on?
Yes, he is. He's better than Viva Bataka and all the rest that I've trained.
Well, I think that tells us what your thoughts are. We'll wait for Monday or Tuesday when you announce what you're doing with Abel Friend. Where would his next race be at the moment?
Okay, it's the 15th of February. It's called the Queen's Jubilee. It's a $10 million race up here, which is about $1.6 million Australian. Yep. That would be his next race over 1,400 metres. And then, of course, that would fit in nicely to he'd travel within a week or 10 days of that to Dubai for the what was the ex-duty free. I think that sponsorship's been lost in Dubai. Travel to Dubai and be ready for that race on the 28th.
And how far is the race there? Is it a mile?
A mile and a quarter.
Yep, okay. Okay.
That would fit. He has no problem between a mile and 2,000. The only horse that beat him here 2,000 was Designs on Rome because that's starting to stretch Abel Friend a bit, but 1,800 or mile and a quarter, not a problem.
Yep, okay. And you mentioned Royal Ascot. What sort of, you've obviously been there and seen the races. So what would be an ideal trip for him there?
Well, it would be the Queen Anne. I think that's a straight mile at Royal Ascot because George, myself and Gary, we attend Royal Ascot every year trying to put our fingers on identify horses yep. that would be suitable for Hong Kong and then we go after them. It might take us 2 or 3 months to be able to buy some of them for Hong Kong. But, the meeting is something very special, very much like Melbourne, the carnival. And to participate and knocking off a group one would be something really for my CV.
And John, with the Sydney Championships, you've still got a couple of horses that you'd like to travel here?
Dominant's coming down because I think he's more suitable for the Australian, the stoutness of the horse. He's still an entire, would be more suitable in Australia. So he's on his way back for the championships. I'll be training him, of course. And then he will be left in Australia. A trainer still to be decided. But he'll do his 2 weeks of quarantine and then he'll go to Gary Stable and I'll train him out of Gary Stable. But he will remain in Australia and because we think that's the best place for him.
Okay. All right. We'll count down to that. Well, I'd love to be at that lunch on Monday with the owner, Dr. Lee, and yourself and George and the crew. There's plenty of people in Sydney still hoping that something might happen, but it sounds like there might be plenty of other options. We thank you for your time this morning, John.
Andrew, it's a pleasure.